ideas are born. I wish I knew. I wish I could live there, in that creative space, but I don't. I remember a time, though, when I was filled with despair. My mind like a heavy, lumpen mass of clay, really shapeless and good for nothing. And then the next, it was as if some unknown hands were guiding water to the clay of my soul and transforming the whole lifeless lump into a living shape full of life and purpose. Ideas began to flow in my brain faster than my pen could even write them down. And the story began with a memory of an old woman in a tiny stone house in a village. The old woman made pottery. And I can see her now, this shapeless blue dress and her beautiful, skilled hands mixing the water and the clay, working in perfect harmony with something that seems so deep in her body's memory. And she seemed surprised that I was in awe at what seemed to be something so banal to her that was hardly worth a second's thought. We couldn't speak to one another, but as I came to see her day after day, I learned to communicate in a place that is beneath words. And then I stopped being frustrated that I couldn't speak her French. And I can't remember how it happened, but one day I found myself kneading the clay beside her. And she quite naturally and very simply and patiently helped me overcome my clumsiness. And there was something else that she taught me as we covered the newly formed clay with a damp cloth so it would be ready for the kiln, that ideas, like pottery, need their time. So it was her sense of purpose that thrilled me. I mean, maybe it was that which drew me to see her day after day. This amazing old woman alone in her stone house at the edge of the village. It drew me to see her creating and sometimes recreating. Her focus was so clear. And even when her plans were diverted and her original creation spoiled, her insight was quick. And she lived and created in the moment, right? As if it were all intended to be, even when her pots or her vases were ruined. New pots had been sitting on the windowsill, on the shelves by this open window, waiting to be glazed, when a storm blew in one day through the village, and the wind brought them crashing down on the floor, and shards flew all over the place, and her lovely creations were in pieces. But by the time of my next visit, she had put those broken pieces together and glazed them, a stunning mosaic of large pieces and small pieces of blues and yellows and browns, and they joined together in a beautiful, brilliant sunflower. It seemed a miracle. Brokenness became perfect wholeness.